When do you feel most loved? Part two, as we continue our discussion from earlier in the week. I'd love to have you be a part of the show. On our comment line, we have calls lined up for today, but our storyline's always open. We'd love to hear your stories when you take a little time and share what you've learned, what God's teaching you about your life, your marriage, and we get a chance to put some of that on the air. It's great. 888-888-1717 is my number. Thank you, Joel. Joel's running the board again today. Gino on Facebook. Thank you and welcome Facebook friends from around the country, around the world, wherever you're viewing in and listening in today. I'd love to have you be a part of it. You can post below, maybe in just a short sentence. When do you feel most loved in your marriage? What one thing is it that helps you feel most loved? You can post that below. Or as I mentioned, our comment line at 888-888-1717. Let's get started. Jared, you're number one in New Mexico. What's your comment today?
I find the most affection I have with my wife is either when we share a laugh or I just make her laugh. it can be in so much stress, and as being married, we know each other's stress. We know our stress with our jobs and our kids, and when we both find that moment to just laugh, you know, we can always just look in each other's eyes and know we both kind of took a break, basically, from the stress, and we just share that laugh together, and, you know, makes you kind of take a look at the bigger picture of why we're here and that we're in everything we're in together, you know?
There's a closeness to that, isn't there? There's a sense of the draining of the loneliness or the draining of the stress when we really truly connect with that one person on the planet that God's put us into relationship with for marriage. And for you guys,
right,
do you think she'd say the same thing? Do you think it's that level of connection with around humor and laughter?
I don't know. We've actually never had that conversation, but I mean, I'm sure she would. I mean, I know when we, you know, we share that moment together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like usually an inside joke that we get together as our chemistry, you know, goes back. So,
you know, I was thinking, Jared, that one thing we talk about here, intentional living. One thing we could do that would be very productive would be just to go and ask our spouse, when do you feel most loved by me, or when do you feel affection from me the most? Because sometimes it's different, often different for our spouse than it is for us, because we see things through our own eyes. And I think there's an assignment for us. You know, wouldn't it be cool in the next 30 days to find the one thing that draws you closest to your spouse and then do that one thing? Show that kind of affection to your spouse. What is it? You might be surprised what you hear. Love to hear it. Okay, Jared, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
He wants to draw near to me just to be near me, just to be near me or hold me or just to be near. And there's no expectation, there's no motivation of something that he wants. It's just a drawing near. He delights in just being near, and I delight in that. And so it's just a beautiful gift that we can give each other. I think a lot of people come with a lot of expectations about who their spouse should be like and what they're drawing from, a lot of just their experiences. But all of us need to look to God's Word to redevelop what a godly marriage looks like. It's not what we've seen and heard. It's not anything like that. It is what God creates as you look to Him and look to each other to really focus on each other's desires and needs.
Indeed. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. Talking, when do you feel most loved? Let's go to Beth in Arizona. Hey, Beth. How are you today? Are you there, Beth?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Gotcha. Go right ahead. When do you feel most loved?
I feel most loved by God. So He's my husband at the moment and in my life. Mm. And I just feel a sense of ease and guidance and learn to just listen to Him. And if we just quiet down and really listen and take that time to really trust and have faith and believe in Him, He definitely puts you where you need to be and guides me along the way. And so He's the one for me for quite some time.
Well, as a single person, boy, I think that should be true of all of us, shouldn't it? Single or married. When you think about, you know, the fact that you feel most loved by God, what is it? Is it when you're in prayer, when you're reading scripture? What is it that really helps you feel that?
I think it's just every pretty much all the time. You know, we get distracted, like, from life. And but it's, I guess, when I'm praying to God and to my mom up in heaven, and but it's just, I just feel that sense of comfort that I'm not lonely. I'm a little lonely, but I'm not lonely because He's always there. He always has my back. Mm. And sometimes I may forget that, like everyone, but then I'm like, wait a minute, no, God, you know, He has the answers. Nobody else has the answers but God. And He's the one that we have to trust and believe in.
And as the scripture says, you know, he's always faithful. He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. And that should be our experience. As Christians, married or not, in the midst of chaos in life with five kids, whatever, that you feel most loved when you're in His presence. That's the key.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. The Bible is full of ways believers in Christ can experience hope. In part two of Dr. Randy's teaching, How to Experience Hope, he continues to go through the Bible and reveals six verses that show us how to experience hope from a biblical perspective. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you a blog along with a video or audio of this teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. To receive this month's special offer, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And, you know, I hope you'll do that. We have so many friends that we've met over the years through our conferences here on the radio, and so many of you have continued to be faithful in your prayers and your support. You allow us to do this. Here's what happens. We're listener-supported. We're part of Family Life Radio, but your support for Intentional Living for this part of the ministry goes to help this part of the ministry, you know, continue. We have the overhead with some staff, and then, of course, having the equipment and the things that we do to keep this program going around the world, literally, through our podcast and our broadcast. And then we get to say thanks by sending you a master class. Doesn't go out to all listeners, but to those who support the ministry every month, exclusively for you all, a monthly lesson this month. It's on the topic of experiencing hope, some great teaching from Scripture. It's our way of saying thank you. And as you heard, we'll also send a bonus teaching for additional encouragement on your journey, because living intentionally can be a daily decision, and we're here to help you in the process. So if you're not a member, come and join us. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on the little donate icon and be a part of the ministry. Man, I'd love to hear from you and be able to say thanks right here in the air. Say, hey, welcome to Intentional Living.
My name is Cassandra. My husband shows me affection when he backs me up in front of our children when I tell them to do something. It really helps me having him there and enforcing what I say to help show me his affection towards me by helping me back up the rules and our morals in front of the children. Thank you.
You know, that's huge. What Cassandra just shared with us is when we support each other. And if you're a parent, you got your kids, listen, if you have a disagreement with your spouse, go behind closed doors and discuss it, not in front of the kids. Support your spouse, stand with your spouse, be there for them. That is a huge way of showing respect and honor to your spouse. And talk about the stuff that needs to be talked about elsewhere. Great reminder. All right, let's get back to some calls. Let's go over to Florida. Lori, listening. How do you weigh into this thing about affection in your marriage, Lori?
Well, what I've learned about affection is patience. You know, just being patient is a good affection, because my son and I, we had a heated argument, and I'm a Christian woman, so, you know, I keep praying and praying and praying, and one of the things that I lack on is patience, and God keeps telling me patience, and a few months ago, we started talking again, you know, just praying and just being patient. It's a type of affection. My husband, who's a non-believer, you know, I believe that as long as I stay patient and just keep praying and believing in God and that he's going to help and heal what we're going through, that's what it's going to take, is patience.
Yeah, it does. And patience can wear thin after a while, can it? And that's when the love can start to dissipate. It's like drilling holes in the bottom of a can, and it starts to drip out. Pretty soon, you know, that love starts to drip out. That's very painful in a marriage. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Lori, from Florida. I appreciate it. Let's go over to Arizona. Rosie, it says here that you've been married for 36 years.
36 years, yes. When I met my husband, he was in pharmacy school, so I had to wait 4 years till he was done. And then we got married, and we've been together for 40 years, married 36, raised 4 children. And it's been ups and downs, but it's been a great ride.
That's great. He's a pharmacist, so everything's got to be done right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, if there's 30 pills or 30 pills, you're not 31.
No.
It's got to be done. It's got to be the right stuff, yeah. All right, so when do you feel most loved by him?
I have to say I feel most loved when we spend quality time together. Raising 4 kids, there wasn't a lot of quality time because it was always the children. But now that they're all on their own, we just have our youngest home. She's in high school. So we get to spend more quality time together, and we talk. We go over, you know, things about the kids and about us and, you know, our dreams for the future, our fears. And I love having that quality time together, because if I'm fearful or if I'm just, you know, have issues coming up, he just gives me words of affirmation. And those are my two love languages, quality time and words of affirmation. And that's when he gives it to me. And I feel the closest to him then.
Yeah. Listen, you're referencing a great book, a bestseller. Really a simple book. If you read the 5 love languages, it's not complex. And I think that's part of the magic of that particular book by our friend Gary Chapman, as he lays out the fact that we can speak one language as a first language, and sometimes we have a second language or a third language. But when we start speaking the first language of our spouse, and those 5 love languages, she referenced one, quality time, words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch. Okay, Joel, do you remember the last one? You remember the last one, Joel?
Acts of service.
Acts of service. Good for you. You get the gold star today. Gary Chapman would be very proud of you. Hey, which is your love language? Quality time, you said, right?
Quality time.
What about your wife?
She's more of a words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Really? Now, Donna, we've been married 50 years, 50 plus years. And marries teenagers. Her love language is clearly acts of service. Hey, listen, do the dishes, take out the trash, and she's a happy camper. Work in the yard, paint the wall, fix something, do something, and she's happy. I'm not being facetious. That's true, and she'll admit it. She's busy, and she likes to have us stay busy and do things. And this is the thing about the love languages. There's other things, too, that are important. Words of affirmation are always important. And quality time, that's important. But really understanding what's most important, is a key. For me, physical touch. Rub my back, I'm a happy camper. And you want Oreo cookies. I learned that earlier the week. Do you like the big double-stuffed ones, Joel?
Those are so good.
And then at Christmas time, they put the big red stuffing in there?
Yes.
You like
absolutely.
That especially? Okay. All right. Love language for Joel. Get him some Oreo cookies. All right. Tell you what, let's get back to some calls here. Sherry in Michigan, we've been asking the question, when do you feel most loved? What about you?
Well, I feel very, very much loved when my husband, who is fighting cancer, comes home from a long day at work. He's not feeling the best or whatever, and might see me either struggling with something or out in the garden, and he will come out and he will help me through things. He will, you know, help me get whatever I'm doing accomplished before he even sits down to relax. And I know that there are times when he's in a lot of pain, but he's still putting me first, and that's when I feel that immense love.
Well, God love him for that. And again, you know,
yeah.
We started this trail, this discussion down this path because we know it's the simple things.
Yeah.
And the message that you get from your husband is, you're more important to me than my own comfort right now mm-hmm. in this pain I'm going through.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with your husband having cancer?
It's funny you should ask that, because I went and, for the very first time, spoke with a counselor today because I lost my dad to cancer, and now my husband is in his fourth battle of this. And I just keep saying that, you know, God's going to take this test and somehow turn it into a testimony. I don't know how, I don't know when, but that's what I'm leaning on.
Yeah. So what is it you wrestle with most? Is it worry or anxiety? What is
the fear?
Yeah.
The fear of this, you know, this would be the last time, maybe like when we go fishing and I look at him and I watch him and, you know, is this going to be the last time, or am I going to have another year? Or, you know, when I watch him with the grandkids, that breaks my heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, because right today he's feeling good, but then there's days where when he comes home, I see it all over his face, and the blue eyes that I fell in love with are just racked, and he in agony, and all I can do is just help him and you know, kind of pray him through it while I'm praying myself through it.
Yeah. Have you been able to talk to him about how you're feeling, and you guys been able to share? That's good.
Yeah, we have really good communications, and you know, we've talked about the fear, and, you know, I mean, our doctors are saying that, you know, he could be here, you know, for many years, and it could be next year. So, I mean, cancer is a very uncertain thing, as we know, but, you know, after losing my dad and now, you know, my husband's still fighting, I'm just thinking, man, you know, I need a break, and he needs a break.
Psalm 119:147 says, I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. Here's the point. Go deep into his word. If you're not experiencing hope, you got to get into his word. Meditate and memorize scripture. We should have scripture in our mind constantly. That's an excerpt from the teaching on the topic of experiencing hope. It goes every month, a brand new lesson from our masterclass series to our members around the country, both a video and an audio copy. And if you're not a part of the Intentional Living family, I invite you to come and help us carry on this mission and this message, but also allow us to come alongside and encourage you and help you as we really together stand in this confusing, difficult, dangerous time in history, on the side as a follower of Christ, choosing to live our lives intentionally in him, not for perfection, but choosing every day to figure out what pleases Christ, and every day make sure we have one thing at the end of the day we look back and say, that drew me closer to my spouse, closer to the Lord, closer to my family, closer to the person that I'm becoming and I want to become. And so when you join, we'll help you do that on that journey. Join us at theintentionallife.com. Click donate, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-1717, and press number 2.
Hi, my name is Charlie from Phoenix, Arizona. My first marriage was a really bad thing. I didn't show love or affection properly. I didn't value my wife. And I think affection should have a manifestation of value. I didn't value my wife, but even with little things, you know, buying flowers, taking her out, you know, always using the excuse, you know, we don't have enough money. But when it came time to getting things I wanted, I always had enough money. So I didn't realize the failure of those things until long afterwards. Now I'm, my second wife has passed away, but our marriage was great. We valued each other. I deliberately showed affection in as many ways. I learned my wife's love language. Her favorite thing to get as a gift was flowers, and I showered her with flowers year round. So creating a great environment for that love and the need for love, I mean, it was amazing, the difference. Now, even when I'm not married, I do much to show value to the people in my life. Doing things, taking people to dinner, buying simple gifts, giving toys and simple things, you know, to children. But showing love is gotta be, you know, it's a major part of life.
Yeah, I'm assured. That's a reminder. Thank you, Charlie, for that powerful reminder. Life is short, and our times together can pass more quickly than we can imagine. You know, talking marriage today reminds me that one of the things that we get a chance to do with intentional living is to take this message of hope through living an intentional life in Christ out on the road to what we call our intentional love marriage date nights. It's a night for couples who come from the areas that we're serving for a night of just celebrating marriage, learning, laughing. I get to share stories. We teach some really powerful principles. And we always encourage people to take one thing away every night that they can apply to their marriage. And, of course, we have the one thing wristband, same one that I wear every day. I give to those who are saying, hey, I've made a commitment of one thing for my marriage for 30 days. About 70 or 80% of the people always walk away with one thing that they say we're committed to for 30 days. Marriages have been saved, marriages turned around, lives strengthened, communication improved, intimacy elevated in the relationship. And I'm happy to announce that we're taking the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night coming November 4th, Saturday night, to Albuquerque, the Duke City. Looking forward to being there. We're going to have a great night. The information where you can get your tickets will be up on our website very soon. It's not up yet today, but here in a few days. And we have limited seating where we're going to be. So if you've been thinking about it, would like to be a part of this, want to join and have a celebration of marriage and a fun night together, circle November 4th and then listen for the information. You'll be able to get your tickets eventually here in a few days at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, before we run out of time, let's go to Socorro in Arizona. You know, we're talking about affection. So let me ask the question that we've been asking everybody who's been calling. When do you feel most loved, Socorro?
Well, I think that I feel most in marriage when we have to kind of revisit as to why we came together. Marriage is sacred. And yet, like you indicated here, children seem to kind of separate us. And as they're growing, we tend to separate us as well as parents. But at the same time, we need to rekindle as to why it's that we became one unit. And oftentimes, this is what I have to remind my husband. I said, honey, we need to take time. We need to take dates. And we do. We take time away from the children to rekindle our marriage and our love that brought us together.
You know, we recommend that couples do set dates, date nights, that they be a little more spontaneous. I think some of us need what I call planned spontaneity because, you know, we're so structured and we're so schedule driven that if we don't schedule it, it won't happen. Spontaneity doesn't happen unless it's scheduled. But having time together just to be together is an important thing. You know, Don and I'll give you an example for us, Socorro. Don and I, we've been really busy. We've got a lot of things going on with ministry and family and just, you know, challenges that you have in your life. And we decided to take the weekend and just get away, which we don't do a lot. And we went northern Arizona and we went to Prescott. beautiful Prescott, and then we drove up to Williams and then over to Flagstaff and, you know, back around just spent the weekend together, just being together, enjoying God's creation. And, you know, that gives you an opportunity just to get a new perspective. And it doesn't require you to get up and leave town. You know, sometimes just finding something to do where you are, breaking the pattern, spending some time just talking about the things that matter most in your life. And often that gravitates back to kids and grandkids, right? And your goals, your vision, which are all part of the history of couples, and it's a good thing. But it's a good reminder, Socorro, if we don't take time and get back to some of the basics and talking about some of the basics, we can get lost in the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your call.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Socorro. And, of course, taking a trip to Prescott and to Flagstaff at this time of year is a smart idea with some of the heat we're having around here. Talking marriage today, and in particular talking about how and when we affect each other. I wrote a book called Star for Affection, and it's all about the fact that we affect each other. Come on, we affect each other in different ways, sometimes in negative ways. Sometimes affection is not the way we see it. We affect our spouse in ways that create hurt and distance. And you know what? Over an extended period of time, a wall can develop between us. And sometimes it's unspoken. And then we wake up one day and realize that there's, as one poem says, there's like a wall that you cannot penetrate, and it's impossible to get over. And we have to dismantle it one thing at a time. So I say to those of you who maybe feel on a day like today, boy, I wish we had some more affection in our marriage, that you make a decision over the next 30 days, every day, to do one thing to positively affect your marriage, positively affect your spouse. And in a sense, taking down those bricks one at a time until you can start to see each other and connect. You may not feel like it. You may not want to do it. You may not feel like you're getting anything back from doing it. But that's okay, because it's the right thing to do. And I can almost assure you that 30 days from now, if you're intentional in showing affection to your spouse in really positive ways without hanging on to the expectation of what you're going to get back, 30 days from now, something's going to happen in your marriage. And we pray it's a positive thing. I hope you'll do it, and then tell us about it. Got to run. Thank you, Joel, for your work today. Gino on Facebook, Steven, our senior producer. Love to hear from you with your comments at 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team here, including my wife, Donna. You have a great day. God bless you. And remember, be intentional.